Norwegian Cruise Lines skipped its port of call in Skagway, and Haynes sends three athletes to the Senior Olympics in Albuquerque. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. It was a confusing day for the Upper Lynn Canal's tourism industry. The Norwegian Jewel cruise ship was scheduled to arrive at Skagway's Broadway dock this morning, but was rerouted to Haines. KHNS reporter Henry Leisha explains why.
White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad operates the Broadway dock in Skagway. The company's human resources director, Tyler Rose, says that early this morning, staff on the Norwegian Jewel called in with concerns about docking at the port while a fuel delivery was taking place at an adjacent dock.
They were scheduled for the Broadway dock, and it's been a common practice to come in with that arrangement. And so we were uncertain as to why there were those concerns, particularly given the conditions that seemed to be fairly mild this morning.
Rose says that port operators offered to assist the cruise ship with a tugboat, but ultimately the pilots of the ship decided to divert to Haines. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says that rerouting ships can have a serious impact on the town's economy.
Because every time it happens, it can result in a huge loss of revenue for every business in town. So we're taking every step we can to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
Cremata says that cruise ships have moored at the Broadway dock during fuel deliveries in the past without problems. The municipality of Skagway is trying to ascertain why the fuel delivery caused the ship to turn around this time. To add to the confusion, many passengers incorrectly believed their ship had been rerouted because there had been a fuel spill in Skagway.
To add insult to injury, we're trying to figure out now. A lot of passengers have said that there were announcements made on the cruise ship that there was a fuel spill of jet fuel. Obviously, that wasn't the case, but that's the rumor that was going around first thing this morning when I first started seeing it on social media.
Cremata says that he has addressed the issue with Norwegian Cruise Lines to see if the announcement was made and ensure that nothing similar happens in the future. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Henry Leisha.
Three Haines athletes are among 30 Alaskans headed to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to compete in the National Senior Games. Connie Ward and Nancy Nash will challenge other athletes 50 years and older in what are arguably the most gladiatorial track events: shot put, sprint, discus, and javelin. They're proving the golden years are no time to slow down. They're a time to bring home gold medals. Nancy Nash stands with her back to the shot put field, counts off three paces from the toe board, and raises the shot, a 6-pound metal ball, up under her chin. She bends her left knee slightly in a pose like a Roman statue. Then she steps, pivots, and turns, thrusting the shot through the air with a mighty heave. It lands nearly 20 feet away in the gravel. Her training partner and fellow athlete Connie Ward marks the place with an orange stake. Nash is practicing for the National Senior Games, known as the Senior Olympics. Her events are sprint and shot put.
Oh, yeah. As I said to my son, called me for Mother's Day, I said, you know, I just think there's not that many women sprinting at my age. And he goes, Mom, I think there's even fewer women doing the shot put at your age.
The Senior Olympics is the largest multi-sport event in the world for seniors. These competitors are flipping the script on popular conceptions of what an athlete can be.
This society is hardwired to pass along misconceptions, biased thinking, and downright untruthful assumptions, and we have to attack that.
Del Moon is the communications manager for the National Senior Games Association. The goal of the association is to motivate active seniors and encourage greater health through sports. You can't just sign up for the Senior Olympics. You have to qualify by placing first or second at state championships. What Moon calls biased thinking says that as you age, you slow down. He says the Senior Games are an example of just how off base that assumption can be.
When you see whole families wearing shirts saying, go grandma, you know, that's the kind of stuff we want to put in front of people to say, you got to rethink what you thought aging was, because you're shortchanging yourself.
Moon says this is the biggest National Senior Games since its inception in the 1980s. This year, nearly 14,000 people will compete in 20 events.
Badminton, horseshoes, boche ball, horseshoes. Standing long jump. Yeah, there's all kinds of things. Ping pong.
For everybody. Ping pong.
Yeah.
Pickleball.
Yeah, so it's shooting. It's a shooting, right? Yeah. There's
archery.
Yeah.
Nash went through school before Title IX, the landmark gender equity legislation that meant schools had to offer equal opportunities for boys and girls.
Like my high school had no competitive sport teams for girls.
But the father of a fellow student formed a small track league and coached girls outside of school. So Nash has experience, albeit long ago experience, as a competitor.
And this was in 65, I think, that I learned how to do the shot put and sprint. And that's what I'm doing. And it came right back to me, and I was pretty sure that I could sprint at my age. So I trained. I wouldn't do it without training. But I'm ready.
Connie Ward was in high school after Title IX and still holds records for her track team. She throws shot put, discus, and javelin. And lately, she has extra motivation.
And I like it because it shows that to my kids that your mom still has it.
This year's Senior Games will be a first national competition for both women. Marianne Carlson will also represent Haines and Alaska. She wasn't at the field because her event is swimming. At Alaska State Championships, she set a record for her age group in the 50 free. Ward is taking on shot put, discus, and javelin.
Yes! Oh, yes! That felt good.
It's a brilliant day on the Haines High School track field, and Ward is glowing with exertion in the evening light. She launches a discus over 70 feet,
yes.
Breaking a personal record.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. No, 72 feet, 3 inches.
No way.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, I got to write that down. At my age, I forget a lot. Let's see.
Nash rolls up the huge tape measure she used to log Ward's throws.
Oh, wonderful, Connie. On to the javelin.
Some high schoolers have already left the track for the night. But Ward and Nash have javelins to hurl.
Now, are you too tired to do a little more shot
no.
put?
I want to do some more do shot put. More. Yeah.
And then a couple more rounds of shot put practice.
Okay.
This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.